You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht, Benjamin Pieske, and Sam Gardner, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today we are talking about mentoring, how you can mentor others to be mentored yourself, or just mentoring, or just being mentored. Manatee Mentor. Stay tuned. Mentoring. Lots of people talk about it. Lots of articles are out there. It probably is in every HR handbook, and probably your supervisor has maybe already talked with you about. Yet, do you have a mentor? Are you satisfied with your mentor? Maybe you need someone completely different. Maybe you're working in a small organization and it's really difficult to find a mentor. Well, it's anyway really difficult. But there is a solution coming. So stay tuned for this really, really nice project that I'm talking today with Lucy. So stay tuned for that. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Welcome to another episode. Today I'm talking with Lucy. Hi Lucy, how are you doing?
Hi Alex, thank you. Much, much better. The sun is shining outside and yeah, well, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, we are recording this in the early spring and I see outside a cherry tree that is blossom and that's awesome. Okay, but we are not talking about spring and weather today. Of course, we are talking about a very, very important thing for you at work, and that is mentoring. You can be a mentor, you can be a mentee, and actually both sides always benefit quite a lot. So I'm mentoring people for quite some time, and so I always get something from that. So not just only, you know, learning about the different parts of other businesses, of, you know, other areas within statistics, but also about how to better communicate, how to better listen, and how to, yeah, better work with other people. And I think I also learned a lot about myself and how to best, you know, interact with people. And so that's kind of the topic for today, mentoring, and how that can look like in our digital world now. But let's start first with the introduction of you, Lucy. What brought you to where you are now?
Thanks, Alex. So first of all, right now I'm speaking out of Switzerland, so it's a great day here and thanks for the invite. In my day job, as I like to call, I have a great social impact mission, and I have also a night job which also has a great social impact mission. In my day job, I am leading the work of the Novartis Foundation in health tech innovation for low and middle income settings, which is quite important. It's the philanthropic organization of Novartis, and it means that we deliver quite a lot of impact for a lot of people around the world, especially in countries where that's needed the most, because the local circumstances are quite different from the ones in the developed world. And in my night job, which brought us today to the topic of mentoring, I am the founder of Manatee Mentor, which is the mentoring platform to make mentoring simple, accessible, and trustworthy to anyone. And I'm happy to share more about that in a second.
Yeah. Talking about that, so what is Manatee Mentor and how did that come along?
Yeah, Manatee Mentor is, I would say, more than one thing. On the surface, you might think of it as a digital platform, a digital technology that brings simply people together for the greater good. However, it's also a community, right? So I like to joke and say that actually what we do is combine AI and people in something that delivers value, and that's mentoring or predicting professional success. And just to give you an idea as to why this whole thing started, or why I started it, when I was actually finalizing my executive MBA a couple of months ago, or 7 months ago when Manaki Mentor was created, I felt that essentially mentoring is something very important. Why? Because most people, unfortunately, don't have enough resources. They cannot afford necessarily, everyone cannot afford to be doing an expensive MBA program, or to be doing maybe, to be participating in a private business club of some sort. But this is the common thing around MBA programs, around these kind of business clubs, is the aspect of peer mentoring. This is the knowledge sharing, the solidarity in giving back to each other in a professional environment. And this is what led me to think, how can you essentially combine technology and people to create something that can make mentoring affordable and accessible to everyone, and not just to the few people? So instead of making mentoring exclusive, we decided to make mentoring inclusive.
Yeah, I think, you know, especially in smaller companies, finding a mentor is much harder, because there's just not so many people. And finding the right mentor in a big company is also not that easy. Yeah, so I have been assigned mentors, and that usually, I think, doesn't work out very well. Yeah, something like, you get on you're on this talent list, and then, one of the parts of becoming talent on this list is you need to have a mentor. And then there's, five mentors, and the mentees get assigned to these five mentors. But that doesn't take into account the personal level. So the personal relationship level. And I think that usually hasn't worked out. And if it would have worked out, well, good luck. Yeah, but it's not really something that usually works out. Where it had worked out is when I actually found my mentors more naturally. Yeah, so there was someone that was more senior and more advanced in his or her career. And that was... And I had a good relationship anyway. And then when we started mentoring, that was very, very successful because there was trust and relationship already established. Then, talking about difficult things was much easier.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And it's something I have noticed in big companies, being part of them in different parts of my career, also in smaller ones. In smaller ones, almost impossible to find a mentor. Also, the company sometimes, if it's very small, it also creates a little bit of, how should I say, certain expectations on both sides, which maybe the mentee doesn't want to kind of have, because it could be sensitive. If you disclose too much in a very small team, it could be that you talk about topics that you don't feel necessarily sufficiently safe, or you don't have sufficient privacy around the topics. So you might want to expand your circle. So that's the first thing that you mentioned now. The second thing you said about the big companies is very interesting, that most of the time somebody else decides who is your mentor, which I find, with all due respect, I find it a bit funny, because it's a bit like somebody else telling you, okay, this is a perfect match for you, we know better than you, which is something we think it's not necessarily true. And that's why actually at the back of what we do, we use artificial intelligence, but ultimately the choice is yours. You have to decide who is the best mentor for yourself. In other words, like you said, in big companies or even organizations, you have programs. And we're talking about platform and pockets of communities of trust. Instead of having something with a fixed beginning and fixed end, here you can decide who is the right mentor for you, depending in which part of your life you are, in which part of your career, what the topic is. And maybe if you have a clique, right? You mentioned this personal clique that's very important. What happens if you're part of a corporate program or an organizational program and then you don't have a clique with your mentor? Well, it's going to be a bit tough to kind of say, well, we are colleagues, but I don't, I want to change you as my mentor.
Yeah, so these mentor-mentee meetings will die out over time for me then. Yeah, it's kind of, because, if there's no real contribution from either side. And yeah, then the worst thing is you need to go on and it's just a waste of time. Yeah, that could also happen. So for this digital platform, who's your target audience?
That's a very good question. I would like to say, and honestly, I know it sounds maybe not good being a startup, but honestly, everybody who is in a professional world is our target audience. Why? Because we believe that mentoring can bring value to you in different parts of your career. Even if you're just graduating university or school, or you're just entering the workforce, or even if you're a CEO of a 100 Fortune company, right? It shouldn't make any difference where you are in your career to actually use mentoring as a tool, as something that brings value to your professional development and growth. So anyone can, in fact, be a mentor. That's actually the thesis or the hypothesis behind Manatee Mentor as a core thing that we offer. Because when you sign up, you can choose. You can be mentor, you can be mentee, or actually you can be both at the same time, which is what actually we have seen now that we are live since a couple of weeks. We have seen that majority of people choose to be both at the same time because of this solidarity in giving back and taking back from the experience.
So how does it work, finding mentors, or how do the mentees get assigned?
It's very simple. First of all, obviously, you have to download the mobile application. We have launched our mobile app on Google Play. It's an Android app for the time being. In a couple of weeks, we're going to launch also the iOS version of the app. But you have to create your profile and you have to make sure that you communicate clearly what you're looking for and what you're offering, depending on your role on the platform. So if you choose to be a mentee, you're going to get a couple of questions, obviously explaining a little bit about yourself, but also what are your expectations from a mentor? What are you looking for to be mentored on? If you don't set goals, it's going to be very hard for, you know, anyone to know if they can provide you this value, right?
Mm-hmm.
And on the contrary side, as a mentor, when you fill your mentor side of the profile, if you have both or just one, you have to suggest what are your expectations from the mentee and also what can you give back? What can you contribute? What is your domain expertise or topic expertise? So then it's a very simple process. Once your profile is up and running, you as a mentee are ultimately driving the engagement. So you have to search and filter. You can find your perfect match. For the time being, it's quite simple because we're using classic programming, meaning simply filtering on topics and common areas, common points of interest. In the future, it's going to be AI-based matchmaking, meaning we're going to look at your whole profile, even things like your communication style, your personality, things which you don't really easily put pen on paper. And we are going to grasp this and propose to you certain profiles that might be your perfect match.
Okay.
Then the choice is yours. You have to send a request and the mentor on the other side has to accept the request because we don't want to have, we know that mentors have limited time, so we don't want to overflood them with a number of requests. Yeah. We give the control back to them. So you as a mentor, you can decide, you simply accept the request and then your relationship starts.
Yeah. Okay.
Then, yeah.
So basically, and these, how do these questions look like? Are these open-ended questions or is it kind of tick boxes?
No, for the time being, we have two things, which I would say the basic information is more closed questions, like sector of interest, if you have such, or topics and things like that. But the actual questions are open-ended questions. Why? Because we want to build a neuro-linguistic programming type of an AI algorithm, which is going to use open text as a resource. So NLP model that helps us actually do the matching in the future. Because you can learn a lot about the way people write, also the languages in which they write. And we want to make sure that we capture also the tone of voice and the personality by the couple of open questions that we offer in the platform.
In terms of language, but I guess at the moment, it's predominantly English, I guess, isn't it?
For the time being, we started because we are still in the beta phase. We started with English, and in the future, we obviously will add more languages. Yes, for sure.
Okay. And then once you have, you know, the right partner, and there's a match, how does it work with the interaction? Is it then via the app or do you meet outside of the app?
So you I would say we would cover relationships most of the time, which are virtual. And even if you live in the same city, let's be honest, you might have a mentoring question that could be resolved in 30 minutes. So you don't necessarily need to travel across the city to meet your partner, right? And so I would say that we are the digital environment to do so. Everything happens on the platform. You can decide for the moment. There are two options of how you can actually do this, either by chatting with your partner, with your match, or by setting a video conference call.
Okay.
And this works in such a way that the mentor has to open up a couple of slots in his calendar or her calendar, which are functioning for him, right? It's his availability in the end of the day. And the mentee simply, once they're matched, once the match is confirmed, he simply books that open slot.
Okay.
And everything is then in the calendar. Both people have a calendar together and they can see each other's appointments and get the reminder and so on.
Okay.
In the future, we might want to also add more things, more options to be mentored. Also, we want to do more interactive mentoring, maybe even group mentoring, but these are kind of things which are in the working still.
Okay. In terms of, you know, the mentoring and the mentee, how does it work with the time investment? Kind of, you know, you said, you talked about giving and receiving. So how do you manage this time investment?
Yeah, that's a very good question. One of the things that probably makes us a little bit different from anyone out there is actually the aspect of, you know, putting mana points into the picture. I don't know if you have seen yet the mana points, but essentially this is, imagine a virtual currency of giving back, which is also in a way measurement of maybe time investment or time commitment on the platform.
Yeah.
That means that if you're a mentor, every chat, every appointment you do, every engagement you give back as time brings you mana points. And then you can use these mana points yourself to find your own mentor. So if you think of it, it's a cyclic economy principle in which if you give back time, so it's kind of a barter of time, you generate mana points and you can basically use the mana points to find your own support system. And it could be more than one people, right? So you can be mentored by different people on different topics, which are completely unrelated.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the principle. And in the future, obviously, the mana points would be used also for other things. But for the time being, it's merely a measure of giving back, of ability for you to actually use the platform for free. And also, it measures the credibility of the person. Because in the end of the day, if you're not active on the platform, you're not going to generate mana points. And if you don't generate mana points, probably you're not going to have a lot of matches.
Yeah.
So we want to foster this whole thing by this virtual point system.
Okay. So when you first enter the community, do you get some kind of basic amount of mana points to get started?
Yeah, you get a basic amount of mana points to get started. And if you choose to be a mentee only and not both a mentor and a mentee, then you have to be active. You have to invite other friends of yours, other colleagues of yours who might want to join the platform so that you can generate sufficient amount of mana points so that actually the whole engagement is useful to you as well. Because as a mentor, you get a lot of mana points because you give time, right? But if you choose to only be a mentee, then it's a little bit more difficult. So that's the mechanism.
Yeah. So basically then you need to spread the word and you need to kind of promote it. And through that, you get your mana points.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's growing that's the also, community.
That's also good. Yeah. Well, I think that's a very, very good and easy investment as well. Yeah. So recommending the tool for others, because in the end, you'll get a lot in terms of value from mentoring. I had a couple of mentors for years, and it was always great to kind of bounce off ideas, to speak about kind of maybe problems with your supervisor, problems with your team. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That you don't have, you know, someone else you can talk to. Yeah. Your family, you might not know the business and how that exactly works. And maybe your friends don't understand what you're really doing. And in all these kind of circumstances, it's really, really great to have someone that kind of understands your background. I think this is specifically important for statisticians, data scientists, programmers, because I don't have any kind of friends that are also statisticians. I have some, but they are also colleagues. And with which I can talk about things. But usually, your spouse doesn't understand what you're doing. Yeah, you do something with numbers and stuff like this, but what you're really doing, they don't understand. So when there's any of these problems, it's really great to have someone to talk to.
Oh, that's absolutely true. And if the problem is also quite big, we have noticed that, we wanted to help potentially prevent burnouts, right? How do we do that? In the future, we want to introduce a feature to ask for incognito mentoring. Mm-hmm. Meaning you're not disclosing your identity just yet. You can disclose it later if you wish so. But essentially, you share a very sensitive professional situation or a personal situation, which you might not necessarily want to do in your workspace, right? Because it's a bit more sensitive. And you can find a mentor to maybe help you address that topic.
Yeah.
Before it turns into a serious medical condition, right? So that's something we want to do, and it's very important.
Yeah, I think that is really, really important. There's a lot of people that are overworked, too busy, that have a problem to say no, to requests. People want to be nice to each other and always kind of say, yes, I can help you. But of course, what did I read the other day? A yes needs to be defended by 1,000 no's. So, especially kind of if you're in a function that is of high demand, and there's only limited people, then you get lots of requests, and people may not understand how much time it takes you to actually get these things done. And that can lead to quite difficult situations. Yeah, completely agree.
Yeah, that's true. And since you mentioned time, it's important to say that you decide how much time you need or offer, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you have to have 1 hour long session. Maybe you have something urgent, you're in a crisis situation with your supervisor and you just need someone's feedback really quick on how they address potentially this question. And so you can even literally have 15 minute sessions or just simply send a quick chat
to
your mentor.
Yeah. How do you think the future will look like for Manity Mentor?
Well, we hopefully grow the community. So that's, as a next step for us is very important, this beta validation period. So if you can join, please do join. That's a bit of a call to action to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
And the biggest challenge that we started with, because for us, it's important to actually start somewhere, addressing potentially one topic at a time or one sector at a time. We wanted to address one very big challenge, and I'm sure that you have seen it. We started the pay forward challenge for nurses and midwives. I don't know if our listeners know, but in fact, especially in low and middle income settings, this is a huge problem. I mean, the lack of health workers is a huge problem, especially nurses and midwives, which you have seen now during COVID-19, they're irreplaceable. These are people we really need. And there is 9 million missing nurses and midwives. So there is a lack of them on the job market. And at the same time, there are more than 60 million young people looking for jobs. So there is this huge dual job burden, if you wish to call it like that, which exists globally. And we want to help tackle that. And we have set ourselves a fairly ambitious challenge to help mentor 1 million prospective and current midwives and nurses from around the world, or at least start this mentoring relationship between them, right? Yeah. Because we believe that we can create this ripple effect and potentially support to close this gap. So that's what's coming ahead. And I hope that we're going to find interesting partners to help spread the word, to help bring on board the necessary tools around mentoring that we need, and to essentially help us help further the young professionals and nurses and midwives.
So don't only join this app and this community, but join and invite as many others as possible, because then it will reach more people, that will reach more people that, are also kind of nurses, midwives, want to go into these jobs. And then we can, reach this goal. And for you, you also earn some mana points so that you get some more mentoring back. Awesome. That was a really, really good discussion. So I hope you understand what's going on here, that it's a huge opportunity to grow your professional career and probably learn a lot about people, learn a lot about yourself through the mentoring. And it's, of course, in the starting phase, but you can be at the beginning of this bigger community. There's already lots of people in there. I'll join also as soon as the iOS app comes out, because I don't have an Android. And then you'll surely also find me on there. And I'm always happy to also mentor people. And of course, especially those that are in my community and that are listeners of this podcast. So if you join there, maybe we'll see ourselves within this app in the future. Thanks so much, Lucy. That was very, very good. Any final things that you wanted to say?
Well, we also want to give you a small gift. So if you do subscribe to Actually Humanity Mentor, you will receive a mentoring toolbox, which is giving you a number of different frameworks, a number of different helping materials that will make your journey potentially as a mentor, if you decide to become a mentor, really, really easier, right? So don't wait up. Just simply sign up and start your professional journey.
Yeah, and this toolbox is actually quite big. I downloaded it myself and then I was about to print it out and inside I said, that's too much, too much paper. I'll keep it just electronically. So great tool. Yeah, go for it and see you inside the app. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain, who helps with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and check out the links to be mentored yourself and to become a mentor. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.